Phone number is 888-659-3727. We are live from Los Angeles. Let's see who this is. Hey, man, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if this was actually me you were talking to.
It's me, man.
Yeah.
What's your name and where are you calling from, man?
I'm Keith from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, welcome, man. What can I do for you?
Yeah, man, I've been listening for about, I don't know, I'm 23 right now. I've been listening, since January. That's when I noticed I, like, started losing my hair.
I'm just curious, how do you listen? Do you listen, is it audio, or do you watch a show online?
I usually watch the show online. I mean, I don't listen to it live. I usually just see it whenever you post it.
Okay, that's cool.
Like the day after or something,
right.
But I just kind of wanted to talk to you about, let me just tell you, I'm probably like a Norwood, like 1.5, like I have a little recession in the temples, I'm like thinning a little bit in the front, but it's nothing noticeable right now, I'm just shedding a lot of hair, and I went to a dermatologist, I noticed back in January, and I went to a dermatologist, he prescribed me Prokesha, and I didn't really notice anything, but I did get a little bit of side effects, nothing major.
All right, well, what were the side effects?
Just, I just noticed that, like, my, you know, like, stuff wasn't working as strong down there.
Now, let me ask, and again, this is not to say that that's not the case, because that is a real possible side effect. Were you, like, really hyper aware of that possibility? Did you think about it a lot?
No, I wasn't. He just prescribed it to me.
Right.
And, It's not honestly that I even like have anything against the drug or anything.
Well, no. I'm just always curious. You know, I ask these questions. If you're a guy who just went in, took the drug, because there were guys back in my day who they took the drug and they suffered from adverse side effects and they got off of it and they were fine, or it was transient and they went back to normal after a couple of weeks on the drug. So I'm just kind of curious to see what your situation was.
No, yeah. I didn't know about the side effects until I went back to my dermatologist just for a follow-up, and he, like, did make me aware of that. But I did stop the medication just because of that. I've been reconsidering just going back on it and taking, like, a smaller dose. But I haven't really done that yet.
Well, let me ask you, how severe – okay, so how fast did you notice the side effects?
Probably about a month and a half in.
Okay. Now, did you notice that after you spoke to your doc about it, or did you speak to him and say, hey, look, this is happening to me?
No, I noticed it before I went back to him.
Okay.
And I didn't think much of it. I was trying to figure out what's going on with me, but then I like looked up.
Yeah.
I'm taking a few medications, so I just looked up all the medications I was taking, and one of the side effects for Propecia was that. So I maybe thought it was that.
And listen, but, it very rightly, you know, I mean, that's you know, it's definitely a strong possibility. I mean, a percentage of people during clinical trials, about 2%, suffered from adverse sexual side effects. So the fact that you start taking it and then all of a sudden you're having side effects, I mean, it makes sense. How severe were the side effects? Because you're asking me – I know the question you're asking me. You want to take a smaller dosage. Before I give you my response, you know this already, but I just have to preface all of this by saying that I'm not a physician. We do not give out medical advice on the show. However, I can talk about my personal experience and the experience of those who've contacted me over the years. So
yeah.
So go ahead, tell me. So how severe were the side effects?
And honestly, they weren't. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they weren't. They weren't that severe. They were still like bare. Like I could still get an erection and everything, and everything was fine. I just noticed like it was a little bit weaker. Honestly, it's something I could probably have lived with.
Right.
I just wanted to get off the medication to see if there was a difference, which there was. Things kind of went back to normal a little bit. But, you know, I'm like back to 100%.
It was
just,
great.
It honestly, I would say it probably went down to like 80, 90. Like it wasn't a huge,
right.
Like I'm just, I just kind of noticed a little something was off, but, I was thinking about, trying it like a smaller dose. Cause I was taking it, every day, like, one milligram.
Well, and, let me ask you a question. I mean, you were only on it for about a month, right?
I was on it for like 3 months. I noticed like a month in and I didn't really,
Now, did you have any, I mean, 3 months is a pretty short period of time. Did you notice any changes in your hair?
I did notice that my hair wasn't shedding as much.
Okay, well, that's good. That's positive.
Yeah. I definitely think the medication is it works, you know, like it definitely, just like, just seeing everyone else's results online and stuff. I know that's really like that's the main option really to keep your hair.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, currently it is the option, you know, finasteride or some sort of 5-alpha reductase inhibitor to really slow the progression of hair loss. That's what we have today. However, these options do come with the potential of adverse side effects, as do most drugs you're going to take. So, you know, in your case, here's the good news. You took it, you had adverse sexual side effects, you got off of it, and those sexual side effects then went away and you went back to what you consider your baseline. That's great.
Yeah.
With some people, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's psychological or if this is something that is because there's been no clinical causal data showing that taking finasteride causes long-term adverse side effects. It just – that data does not exist. But there's a lot of anecdotal evidence. So what happens is we don't know if it's psychosomatic or if there are – it's some real physiological phenomenon that could be occurring. In your case, that didn't happen. That's terrific. But you have to just be prepared for potential side effects if you take it again because you've already suffered – some degree of side effects. Now, to answer your question, I mean, there are guys, and plenty of them, that do really well on either intermittent therapy or just cutting the dosage in half and taking that every day. So, seeing, you know, and even if you wanted to sort more slowly and cut it in quarters, and again, I'm not a doctor, so speak to your doctor about this, but in taking a quarter of a 1 milligram tablet a day and slowly work yourself back up to where you were and see if you do have continued adverse side effects. You may not. Or you may just need that half a milligram a day and you're going to do really well with your hair.
Yeah.
Or you can take 1 milligram every other day. So instead of having, 7 milligrams in your body a week, you're going to have about 3.5 milligrams a week. Some people will do it that way as well. So these are possibilities for you, and you know, and it really depends on how badly you want your hair. You know, I mean, do you think that it's worth the risk? There's a risk-benefit ratio that you have to kind of weigh. And if your side effects weren't that bad, and you think you're able to deal with them, then that may be the option for you. But listen, the fact that you're calling the show is telling me that this is something that you really are still considering.
Yeah, I definitely would love my hair.
Yeah,
but I'm about to be 24, and like I kind of realize there are worse things than being a little bit uglier, you know?
Like, yeah, there are. I mean,
yeah, like, I don't know.
I mean, for a 24-year-old, it's very difficult, for sure. But yeah, it really depends on where your mind is. You seem like, I mean, the fact that you're even able to say that, and you're not calling me. I mean, you've probably heard some young guys call the program. Some of these guys are quasi-suicidal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you sound pretty good. And like, you're going to...
I love my life. I'm good.
So that's great. I mean, you're ahead of the game. I mean, here's the thing. If you think that you can deal with life as a bald guy or as a balding guy, starting now, then your best option is not to fuck with your hormones or do anything. That's the number one option. Shave your head if you can, clip it down, and move on with your life. If you're not equipped to do that, then this is a drug that we have that we know works for a lot of guys. So that's really where you're at. You have to make that decision.
Yeah.
You have to make that decision. Now, if you would just like, I prefer my hair, and it's not vitally important to your life, then maybe you shouldn't be on a drug.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I definitely get that. I don't know if I'm completely there yet, you know, still kind of like, I'm still a little, I'm pretty vain, you know, but I mean, it is what it is. I got friends who have like some pretty serious diseases. I got, you know, just a bunch of stories that I could rattle off that people are in worse situations than me. But, yeah.
And I bet you some of these guys are losing their hair, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a friend who had a full head of hair. And now he has none because he's got to go through chemo and, like, you know, just a bunch of.
How old is he?
He's 22.
And what kind of cancer does he have?
Lymphoblastic lymphoma.
Jeez.
It's hard. He's in really good spirits though. So, you know, he's a person you can't. He's always in good spirits. But
you see, and that's important that, you know, obviously, you know, we wish him well. But it's important that we hear stories like this because you had George from Staten Island calling in, guy my age, and when he calls in, I mean, obviously this is the hair loss show, so this is what we're talking about. But I, you know, even though he makes it as though this is the worst thing that could happen to a human being, I'm sure he doesn't really feel that way, especially when you hear of a story of a 22-year-old kid dealing with a, you know, life-threatening disease like the type of cancer he has and having to go through all of that stuff. So, I mean, look, I mean, life could always be worse, and I am a firm believer of the best solution to dealing with hair loss is to do nothing. I was not able to do that. So that's why I'm sitting behind this mic 30 years later, still doing what I do, because I know there are so many people like me out there who just, you know, they wouldn't feel comfortable in their own skin. They just feel like, you know, they want to do whatever they can to try to maintain the hair that they have. So, you know, this is the option for them. They come to us. They speak to us. We give them a platform. But judging from just listening to you, I mean, it's not about vanity. No one wants to kind of, you know, lose what they've had. It's not just like, oh, you're looking at them.
Exactly.
See, everyone says vanity. When you know what vanity is, being vain means that you think of yourself extremely highly. You know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, well, I am fucking beautiful. It's not about trying to maintain your appearance, you know? So I totally get that, and you shouldn't feel – I think a lot of people are made to feel bad, especially guys, for being vain because you want to keep our hair. But women, on the other hand, they walk out of the house with a – you know, I'm talking about women your age with like a mask of makeup. They're basically wearing a disguise when they leave the house.
Yeah.
You know? We're just trying to keep what we have, what we were born with.
Yeah.
So you know, in the end, obviously, the decision is yours. It's not a bad thought to lower your dosage and see how you do. And again, you need to talk to your doctor about that and see what he thinks, since you've already had some adverse side effects. But, you know, a lot of guys do that who have had side effects on 1 milligram, and then they have 0 side effects with benefit from the drug, on a lower dosage. So it's definitely, I think, the right thought process if you want to continue taking the drug.
And with other medication I've taken, I've kind of had like side effects as well. And then once I like tapered off and then did a lower dose, the side effects went away. So I'm kind of hoping that maybe it would be the same with Propecia.
Well, that happens a lot, you know, with a lot of medication. I mean, do you mind if I ask? I mean, are you on medications for like? Any other medications that can cause you to have a lowered sex drive or
that is
impotence?
The thing. I did used to take antidepressants,
right.
Which did. I took a Zoloft for a bit, but that I'm off of it now.
Yeah.
And
that'll really screw up your sex drive. Or it was some people actually, what it'll do is it'll make you like, you could hammer away forever, you know? It really depends on the person. But for some guys, it's actually like kind of like a premature ejaculation cure because these guys just can't finish, you know? So, yeah, definitely a lot of guys who are taking Tricyclic is like old school. But taking, you know, the serotonin uptake inhibitors and even the newer ones, there's a lot of adverse sexual side effects with those drugs.
Yeah. I actually had another question for you, too.
Yeah.
I actually went and visited Joe Greco. That's his...
Yeah.
His name's Joe, right?
Yeah.
I just because, like, back when you... said he was like the founder of PRP or something like that.
Well, he was actually the first PhD, the first guy in the hair world to really study platelet-rich plasma therapy for hair loss. So he kind of understands what PRP kits to use, the right centrifuges, the right combination of PRP, and you know, he has a much better understanding than a lot of the people out there who are just offering it and saying, hey, it may work, it may not work. He has pretty good results.
Yeah, I just went for a consultation, and I was kind of considering doing that if maybe my hair got a little worse. Like I said, it's not even noticeable right now, really. I just kind of, you know, it's like I'm at the stage where I only notice it, you know.
Well, here's the thing with any type of early intervention. And this goes for PRP. Even though there is, at least in the data, it shows, you know, you could go through an effluvium, meaning you could deal with a shedding process if you have this done, just like you can with Propecia or minoxidil. Anything that has the potential to work has the potential to push you into a telogen effluvium. So you have to be prepared for that. Right now, if you don't see any active shedding and if you are, you know, doing pretty well, then, you know, you may not want to have it. You may want to just kind of potentially consider going back to finasteride, talk to your doctor about that. Now, did you go through any type of shed when you started finasteride?
That's the thing. I've been shedding really since January. Around there, and maybe even a little before, I just didn't really, I thought it was like a normal thing just to like lose that amount of hair, but then I kind of started noticing whenever I got out of the shower, my hair was pretty thin. So like I never really distinguished when I was off of it and on it. Like I just saw the same amount of hair fall, really.
Right.
You know? So I couldn't really tell you if I shedded more or not, but I could tell you that I kind of noticed like after the second month, the third month, I did notice like a lot less was falling out.
After the second or third month when you were being on the drug?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
I mean,
I definitely say it'll work.
Look, here's my thought. Again, I'm not a doctor. I mean, you've already tried it. You've had some adverse side effects. I think, you know, the thought process that you're having is, you know, reasonable. Talk to your doctor about lowering your dosage and giving it a shot and seeing if you have any adverse side effects and seeing if you benefit from that lower dose. You may not need any more than 0.5 milligrams to benefit. And that's been clinically shown. So that's a possibility for you. And then you don't have to worry about PRP treatments. Remember, with PRP, even if it's working for you, some doctors say you only need to do it, you know, every 8 months or every 6 months. There are other doctors who believe it should be done quarterly. I know that Joe Greco, you know, I think that he's a believer at least three times or four times a year. That's where he sees a lot of results. I have someone in my personal life who actually flies from New York, it's female, to Sarasota. They have it done every quarter, and she's doing remarkably well. She's on no other medication, and it essentially halted her hair loss and regrew what I would consider to be a significant amount of hair. So I know what he's doing does seem to be working for a certain percentage of his patients. But, you know, that's something that you may just – you may want to hold off, you know, hold off on. Remember, everything that you add to your regimen has the potential of causing more issues. That's just the way that it is. So that's what I'm telling everybody. You know, you want to be really safe. You don't do anything and you just go bald. If you want to, you know, take a chance, then at least with PRP, it's coming from your own body. You're not going to have any adverse side effects that are going to be long term. It's possible it may just exacerbate your hair loss temporarily, which could psychologically fuck you up.
And I actually have had experience with plastic surgery before, and I know how it can definitely cause more damage than
What did you have done? Do not tell me you had a penis enlargement.
No. Okay. I had gynecomastia surgery. I don't know how to pronounce it. For my man boobs.
Yeah, you pronounce it.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, the only thing that I dislike about it is, like, just the scars, really, is
First of all, in my day, gynecomastia surgery, people would have scars that were literally 5 inches long across their chest. So they essentially gave them almost like a mastectomy. So it's a totally different type of surgery now. So basically what they went in with a cannula and did liposuction. Well, they take out the larger portion of the tissue, like the really bulky part, and then they usually do some lipo, and then they kind of, then stitch you up. Now, how big is the scar? Is it in the areola,
It's in the areola. It's just like on the bottom sides of my nipples, just like a dark line, and you can't even really tell. It's just something that I'm kind of particular about when, like, you know, only, like, my best friend know, like, oh, what's that? What's that line under your nipple there?
Right.
Like,
well, what about the result itself besides the line?
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I had it a couple years back from one of my parents' friends. I definitely know, like, that, like, you know, like, nipples is not even close to compare, like, the top of your head, you know?
Well, first of all, no one's looking at your nipple. And if they are, it's kind of like if your friend is noticing a scar on your nipple, he's looking at you too hard. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And that's the thing. You know. Your hair and your face. I mean, that's what people see first. It's your teeth and your hair. That's and your eyes. So, you know, you just have to be prepared for. You know, you always want to hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. That's just the way that it is in this world. And if you're going to have cosmetic surgery or if you're going to treat your hair loss, you have had somewhat of a successful experience with finasteride, except it's not great to feel a little less, you know, strong down there. So, I mean, you did suffer from side effects. But just, again, not being a doctor, just judging from your story, it sounds like if you only lost 10% of your function, meaning that you were still able to have an erection, maybe it just wasn't what it was before, it would make sense that lowering your dosage would probably get you to a point where you don't have those side effects. But my advice is to speak to your doctor about it, see what he or she has to say, and then take it from there.
Okay.
All right, okay, man?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Did you have any other questions?
Well, yeah, I guess just one more thing. I'm watching an NBA game right now. It's like LeBron James is playing, and I'm just like, now that I notice my hair, like, is falling out, I just notice everyone's head, and, like, I didn't even notice until recently. Like, his hair is just, like, you can tell he's had, like, a couple transplants.
Well,
like,
that's, you know, look it up online. That's like old news. You know, for a while, people are speculating that they are transplants with SMP, like a tattooing of the hairline as well. There's speculation that it was just 100% transplants. There's no doubt that his hairline has changed considerably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, dude. All right, listen, thanks for the call. Take care.
Yeah. Have a good one.